The Jags continued work on Thursday. It's a Week 10 matchup. The 0-8 Jaguars and the 4-4 Tennessee Titans coming up Sunday in Nashville. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields today. Wide receiver Cecil Schwartz III, no helmet at practice today. Limited in Wednesday's practice. He should be good to go on Sunday. Running back Denard Robinson, again, number two on the depth chart at the running back position. The coaches really want to get a feel for what he has to offer there. And head coach Gus Bradley earlier in the week spoke about Robinson's role in the offense.
And you're seeing him, what, after practice. He's one of the last ones to leave. He's on the jugs machines. He's doing it. That's good. Keep going, man. That's good. It's okay. You're identifying your weakness. Now go get better at those things. And that's where you see faster improvement.
Stay tuned. Denard Robinson will be mic'd up for this Sunday's game in Tennessee. That'll go on Jaguars.com middle of next week. Let's take our weekly look behind enemy lines. Of course, the Jaguars have struggled defending the run this year. It's time to tie up the loose ends this week, though. Chris Johnson is in the Tennessee backfield. The 60-year running back out of East Carolina, still a home run threat. He took a screen pass 66 yards for a touchdown against San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and he ran 23 times for a season-best 150 yards and his first two rushing scores of the season last week at St. Louis. It seems like he's warming up as the season rolls along. Spending the last four seasons with Tennessee, Jaguars defensive tackle Sindarik Marks knows firsthand what kind of threat Chris Johnson can be.
When you play a back like that have shown what he's shown, every defense is going to try to contain him, try to keep him in and make sure you make great tackles within the box. But, you know, knowing Chris and his speed, everybody know what he got, his capabilities. I mean, he can break in and run. So, I mean, he can have a game where he's got 20 carries and 12 yards. You know, he could take a 96-yarder to the house, you know, just easy, just like that. So, I mean, with him, anything can happen. You know, you just got to make sure you get tackles on him and get him on the ground and play another play.
It's time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier said, despite all the distractions around a tough first half, this Jags locker room is standing united.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And as we nudge past the halfway point of the season, you couldn't help notice one thing around the Jaguars this week, that this is very much not a team in disarray. That's important because it could be. 8 one-sided losses, people wondering if the Jaguars will win this season, and Justin Blackmon's suspension. Teams have been torn apart by a lot less. But when the Jaguars prepared for Sunday's game at Tennessee, players said what they have said all season, that despite the record, this team is moving in the right direction. Maurice Jones-Drew talked about fighting. Chad Henne talked about getting a win and turning that into a few more. The issue is turning that talk into the first victory. That won't be easy. Not only is Blackmon not playing, Luke Jokel isn't either. That's your last two first-round picks. And the reality is the Jaguars don't have much first-round elite talent on the field. What do they have? Well, until they improve the roster in the offseason, what they have is fight. They have belief. Their chance in the second half of the season is about staying together, believing that if they all get just a little better, that will come together and make the whole thing a lot better. That's a little coach speak, or maybe a lot of coach speak. But that has been Gus Bradley's objective this season, and so far that much has been accomplished. As we nudge past the halfway point, with the Jaguars still looking for a victory, that's what has this locker room still believing, even when a lot of people outside may not.
Thank you, John. Also today, in front of a special session of the Jacksonville City Council, Jaguars owner Shad Khan answered questions from council members surrounding the new scoreboards and upgrades at Everbank Field. They're slated for the upcoming offseason. Khan has committed $20 million of the estimated $63 million for the project. And according to WOKV Radio today, the special committee will meet again Tuesday afternoon in an effort to get those questions answered in time to put the bill up for a final vote Tuesday night at the regularly scheduled council meeting. The Jaguars wrap up Titans Week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.